Land of Dreams on Radio SI.
Go back to my roots. My mother was born in Biriana. My father is English. And I don't know, 12, 14 years ago, I buy this house and then slowly renovate. Welcome to Biriana and the Nadija Valley.
We found you.
Hi, my name is Darren. I'm from Coventry in Great Britain, and I've come back to my other ancestral home in Biriana, Slovenia.
Biriana, Slovenia, that's by the
Nadija River, Nadija Valley.
You say you've gone back to your roots because your mother was from this village.
Yeah, my mother was born in Biriana. Unfortunately, she had to leave. My mother was given a train ticket when she was 15 to go to England to live with her father. He was a prisoner and wasn't able to come back to this region. I look at my daughter and then there's one picture of my mother when she was 15 and she leaves Slovenia to go to her father in England. And I look and I think, could I put my daughter on a train on her own to travel across Europe? I couldn't. No. No. As much as she's grown up. And at that time, when I was young, we used to come every year, or many years. The first time was in 1976, just after the earthquake. Podbela was completely flattened. Brigin was also. Each village had a lot of damage. Something that would never leave my pictures in my head, you know, people sleeping in tents, caravans, garages, sheds.
So how do you feel driving on the right side, with the steering wheel on the right side?
It actually is better, because you can see the ditch, because you're on the ditch side. But as far as goes driving here, I've been driving here since I was 17, which is now a long time ago.
Let's not count.
And we're here, where my mother was born. I said, the little house in the village.
So this is your connection with this?
Yeah, this is the house here. This is where my mother was born. I think she was born in 1938.
This is the house?
This is the house she was born in, yeah.
Does anyone live here?
No, I think now it's a weekend home. My auntie still lives in the village here. Second, third cousins.
Yeah.
Everywhere. You talk to somebody and then they ask you, who was your mother? And I say, oh, Edda. Edda. Oh, your mother, my mother. We are connected. It's a small world.
So yeah. Everyone here knows you?
I think so. Really nice memories for me as a child. And now, my children, and I suppose in time with me, my grandchildren. We've all done the same as I did as a child, swimming here, walking around. Now my son, he mountain bikes. Like this morning, we were in Robertisshire, doing the trails. My mother inherited part of a house, but we decided that we wouldn't, because when you share, you never tend to get on. Yeah, so we decided to do our own thing, and that's why I bought this house, and it was a ruin. It was close to, everyone was saying, oh, knock it down, and I said, look, if everybody was to think the same, the landscape of Slovenia would change.
You're listening to Land of Dreams, this week with Darren Evans, an Englishman in Slovenia.
The magical time for me was in the 80s. We would come here, I had friends in Podbela, Brigin, and we would go to the river. And then, I think it was maybe 84, there was a Tabernacle Scouts group in Podbela. And I joined the Scouts, and I stayed with them for 3 or 4 years. Fantastic times. Fantastic times to be out in the nature and
In the surrounding.
Yeah. In the surrounding, yeah. Diving in the Nadija, thinking you can catch fish, never did. Discovering.
Do you speak any Slovene?
Malo.
Coming here as a child, you must have picked up on a lot of words and, you know, talking with other kids. And
everybody wanted to speak to me because I was English and speak English, and it made it impossible. We would joke, you speak to me in Slovenian, and I'll speak. And they said, no, we want to speak perfect English at school.
Your mother, she has passed away now, but you bought your own place here while she was still alive. Yes. And how did she feel about that?
Surprised a little. She was always saying, you wait till you start the renovation, you've got hard work ahead.
Okay.
She wasn't wrong. She wasn't wrong.
But she must have felt happy about it.
When we all used to come here, with my children were little at the time, she loved it to see her grandchildren in the river swimming like I did. So if we come here, the next day she would pick the children up straight to the river. She just said, you're both English and Slovenian. I'm glad that you know your roots, you know, don't forget them. Obviously that now is passed on to my children. If I'm here, one of my children is with me.
And they enjoy coming here.
Oh yeah, they love it. My father still talks about it now, the day they met. They were at a dance, as they called it then. My father walked into the room, seen my mother, and he just said, that's going to be my girlfriend. I think they both fell in love very, very quickly. Then decide they're going to get married. And my father, he goes to my grandfather's home, knocks on the door, and he was a big man, my grandfather.
Yeah.
He opened the door. My father was standing there. He said, what you do here? And he said, well, I've come to ask you for your daughter's hand. The only hand that came was my grandfather's hand in his face.
Yeah. He hit him.
He hit him and said, get away from my door. She's not marrying you.
Different times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now you're taking me down to the
Nadija River, Napoleon's Bridge.
Okay, the famous bridge.
Yeah, beautiful stone bridge. They say date back to Napoleon's times.
Let's see if anyone's swimming. The colors of this river are so beautiful.
Yeah, the Emerald River. I would say the true emerald route of Slovenia.
You feel like jumping in now?
100%. If I had swimming trunks, yeah. I think I would go in. Yeah.
What does Slovenia mean to you?
Love. Slovenia. It has love in it. I love Slovenia.
Are your plans connected with Slovenia?
Yeah, to retire here. I will retire here eventually. Whether we are in this house still is another thing, maybe another property, but still, I think we'll always be Burjana one way or another. Burjana's my other home. Yeah, definitely.
Looking back now, you have no regrets about buying your places here and renovating them? And
No. I'd do it again. Do it again. Just wish I was 20 years younger.
Yeah.
A bit more energetic.
Land of Dreams on Radio SI.